Mini episode 974 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 974. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.4. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.3. Number 5, Billions leans into the Trump era hard. After slowly introducing us to this new reality in the first two episodes of the season, the show put Chuck and the new AG on opposite sides of an explosive case involving a dead prison guard. Backed into a corner after initially thinking that he'd outflanked his new boss, Chuck retaliates by secretly instructing Kate to pursue the office's previous priority cases in defiance of orders. Granted, some of the characterization is a little bit cartoonish, with only Democrats interested in pursuing white-collar crime, and an attorney general who admits to taking marching orders from Breitbart, but it's all in good fun. Chuck's actions in the time ahead are likely to find favor with a good chunk of the show's audience, but it's clear that he's not following his moral compass. He's just, as usual, following his senses of spite and defiance. Number 4. Charles wants to make Chuck come crawling back, and he may have to. Now that Ira's gone all the way and flipping his loyalties, more about that in a minute, Old Man Rhodes has become that much more vital to the case against Axe. Charles will never forgive being used as a patsy in the trap, nor the huge financial loss, but to a control freak like him, making his son bend to his will would be excellent salve on the wound. Chuck's not in a very obedient mood these days, but the old man knows the pressure point, which is the vendetta with Bobby. If he threatens to follow Ira's lead, Chuck will be back under his father's thumb in no time. Number 3. Taylor is in the embryonic stages of implementing improvements that may leave Bobby in the dust. The initial exploration of moving to a quant-based system put every trader not named Dollar Bill in a panic, and while the robots aren't on the immediate horizon, they're coming. We speculated at the start of the season about whether X would feel more of a loss being on the outside by Taylor not being able to match him yet, or Taylor eventually surpassing him. Last week we saw the former, as he knew that he was a step ahead of everyone in terms of anticipating the effects of the Brazilian earthquake and subsequent tsunami. Moving forward, Bobby's anxieties may be about being left behind at his own firm as Taylor catches up to his knowledge and perhaps even surpasses him. Maybe that's why he's going to such extremes, such as lining up a sock puppet firm this week to make moves for him. Even if Axe beats the rap, Chuck is still sidelining him during his prime in an ever-changing world that may look radically different if and when he's able to return. Try as he might, Bobby can't put a price tag on the days in charge that he's missing. Number 2. To secure the acquiescence, not love, of a gold digger, Ira sells out to Bobby. Unsurprisingly, Ira was pretty surly on first being approached, but with his girlfriend's affections hanging by a thread now that his money had slipped away, he buckled. Of course, like most who are pawns between Chuck and Bobby, he can take solace in the advancement of one injuring the other, in this case his former best friend who sold him down the river. What makes Ira's plight so poignant, and therefore him not a rat in the eyes of the viewers, is that he knows that this attractive young woman is into him for reasons that have nothing to do with his personal worth. That scene with her, the expensive truffles, and his look of horror is one of the best in the entire series, and yet he can't stop himself anyway. Even with 30 mil and a hot young fiancé, Ira is still a pitiable figure at this point, but Chuck won't be looking at him with anything other than vengeful scorn when he learns how Ira is threatening to blow up his precious case. Number 1. Connerty reaches a turning point for his character and perhaps the entire series. His distrust of Chuck has been growing since the end of Season 1 when he intuited that his boss used illegal means to get dirt on Bobby. Now Ira's reversal of approach has revealed to him how far Chuck went ethically, and perhaps legally, in obtaining the Axelrod case. Dake wants no part of his questioning of Chuck's role, which is interesting considering that at this time last season Dake was trying to flip him against his boss, but Connerty's moment of revelation about the equivalence of Chuck and Bobby may preface his attempts to bring both of them down. That would be a truly transformative moment for this program. If the core story of a high-stakes grudge puts both parties in the crosshairs of a federal prosecutor, maybe, like Seinfeld, this series ends up with the core characters as cellmates. That would be a twist we never saw coming. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.